ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कांटो चैप्टर 27 अटैक बाय चंडवेग ऑन द सिटी ऑफ पुरंजन। टेक्स्ट 17। क्षीयमाने स्वसंबंधे एकस्मिन् बहुद्भिर्युधा चिन्तां परां जगामार्तः स्वराष्ट्रपुरबान्धवः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। बिकॉज ही हैड टू फाइट एलोन विथ सो मेनी सोल्जर्स ऑल ऑफ हुम वी आर ग्रेट वॉरियर्स द सर्पेंट विथ फाइव हुड्स बिकम वेरी वीक। सीइंग दैट हिज मोस्ट इंटीमेट फ्रेंड वॉज वीकनिंग किंग पुरंजन एंड हिज फ्रेंड्स एंड सिटीजन्स लिविंग विद इन द सिटी ऑल बिकम वेरी एंग्शियस। पार्पोट। द लिविंग एंटिटी रिजाइड्स विद इन द बॉडी एंड स्ट्रगल्स फॉर एग्जिस्टेंस विद द लिम्स ऑफ द बॉडी व्हिच आर रेफर्ड टू हियर ए सिटीजन्स एंड फ्रेंड्स। वन कैन स्ट्रगल एलोन विथ मेनी सोल्जर्स फॉर सम टाइम बट नॉट फॉर ऑल टाइम। The living entity within the body can struggle up to the limit of 100 years with good luck. But after that, it is not possible to prolong the struggle. Thus, the living entity submits and falls victim. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, Vruddha Kala Ailo Sabha Sukha Bhagalo. When one becomes old, it becomes impossible to enjoy material happiness. Generally, people think that religion and piety can at the end of the life. And at this time, one generally becomes meditative and takes to some so-called yogic process to relax in the name of meditation. Meditation, however, is simply a farce for those who have enjoyed life in sense gratification. As described in the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, meditation, dhyana, dharana is a difficult subject matter that one has to learn from his very youth. To meditate, one must restrain himself from all kinds of sense gratification. Unfortunately, meditation has now become a fashion for those who are overly addicted to sensual things. Such meditation is defeated by the struggle for existence. Sometimes such meditative processes pass for transcendental meditation. King Puranjan, the living entity, being thus victimized by the hard struggle for existence, took to transcendental meditation with his friends and relatives. One time, Jamaraj, who is one of the Mahajans, 12 Mahajans, among 12 Mahajans, one Mahajan is Jamaraj. Balir Vayasaki, Bayam, Jamaraj himself, telling this verse that Swayambhu Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapilamanu Pralhad Janaka Bhishma Balir Vayasaki Bayam. These are their 12 Mahajans are mentioned in this verse, and one of them is Jamaraj. One time, disguising himself as a Jakhya, Jamaraj appeared in front of Pandavas and he asked all other Pandavas, they are failure, they cannot give answer, but finally Yudhishthira Maharaj turn came and Jamaraj asked to Yudhishthira Maharaj different questions, five questions, but one important question is, Kim Ascharjam, what is the most amazing thing in this material world? Then Yudhishthira Maharaja replied, Ahani Ahani Bhutani Gacchanti Jama Mandiram Shesa Sthavara Ichchanti Kim Ascharjya Ataha Param. Every day we are seeing people are dying, and maybe in our family, in our neighbor, in our village, and every day is getting so many news, the different personality they are dying, but still we think we cannot die, we could not die, but no one wants to die, but death is certain. Jatasyai dhruva mrityu. If you have taken this body, or you have born, then one day you have to die, you have to give up this body one day. But it is a simple truth. But a conditioned living entity, he always struggle hard remaining in this body, and he did not like to give up this body. He want to remain forever in this body. That is the problem. So that's why here is Narada Muni describing very nicely in allegorical stories to Maharaj Pachana Bahisat. And Puranjan is a living entity like us, maybe some of you liberated, but like me, someone who is conditioned. So conditioned living entity, and Puranjan, he did not like these things, specifically old age, disease and death. These things he did not like. But these are the problem. Birth, old age, disease and death. These are the four problems. But condition, so he did not like these things. Whether you like or not, but these things will come. One time there was a prince in Nepal. He was son of Suddhadan. His kingdom was, name is Kapilavastu. Kapilavastu, son of Suddhadan. His name was Siddhartha. So he was a prince. He never seen all these miserable conditions, like old age, death, or miseries, unnecessary, all this disease. One time this young prince, he want to just travel in some free places in gardens to visit different places. So there very nice chariot was ready for him, and the charioteer, he was driving the chariot, and the prince was sitting on the chariot. And the first scene, he was when traveling, he saw one old man holding a stick, and just he is just bending, and he is walking with the help of the stick. Jai Sri Sri Gaur Nitya Krishna Bala Ram Radha Shyam Sundar Ki Jai. So seeing this person, he is very struggling hard for walking. With the stick he is walking very slowly. Then the prince asked to the charioteer, who is this? Why this man is walking like this? His stick, and what happened to him? Then he told, this man is old. What is old? Everyone, I am also in future maybe like this one day. He told, yes. Everyone has to become old one day. You have to also struggle like this person, even if you cannot walk properly. Then he become very, what? In anxiety, he's thinking, what happened? One day I have to be like this. Just little ahead he saw another person. The people is carrying him like some palanquin or something. But that person is crying very loudly. Very painful, he is suffering. And they are just taking him to hospital. So the prince asked, what happened to this person? He is a diseased man. he is severely suffering, he is getting pain, that's why he is crying, and people are taking to him hospital, to the doctor. So he told, everyone get like this, diseased one day? He told, yes. I have to also one day suffer like this, some disease may attack me? Yes. Then the prince become again thoughtful. What happened? Like this, everyone has to be diseased one day? And just walk forward, little forward. Then he saw another scene. People were carrying one dead body and they are chanting, Ram Nam Satya Hai, Ram Nam Satya Hai. So what is happening here? These people are taking God's name and telling there is in this material world there is nothing is true. Only Lord's name is true. Lord Ram, Ram's name are in truth and everything is false. So then after little ad he's go, he's become very anxious. Now everyone has to die like this. I have to die also. The charioteer told, yes, one day you also myself and yourself, everyone has to die one day like this. We have to be taken to the buried place. So finally he was walking ahead little, then he saw another sin. What is the fourth sin? One devotee. He is very happy. He is just putting his hands upward, two hands, and dancing, chanting, sometimes jumping. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What is going on here? This man is very jubilant. He is chanting, dancing. What is he doing? He is like madman. He told, he is enjoying. He is enjoying his life. Because he is a saintly person. And so he is chanting and dancing. He is very happy. So this is the real life. Chanting, dancing, and feasting. This is the Hare Krishna devotees are doing. And all others are suffering in this material world. Actually everyone suffering, only you are enjoying. In ISKCON. Prasadam is ready, 9 o'clock. Then it's no anxiety. And you know also the truth that this life is temporary. By every day if you are regularly attending Bhagavatam class and Bhagavad Gita class, then you know this is the repeating again and again, every class. So they know the truth, that's why Prabhupada used to say a saintly person gave different blessings for different peoples. Saintly person, he saw one prince. Then prince just pay him obeisance, then he told, gave him blessing, okay. Chiranjibi Bhava, Ayushman Bhava. Because a prince, he is now enjoying like anything. Everything, all opportunities for enjoyment is there. And so he is committing some sinful activities also. Like Maharaj Prachinabhai, if he die immediately, then what will happen? The Jamaraj will, Jamadutas will arrest him and give him so much punishment. So let him live long life. So he can enjoy. If he'll die, he'll suffer so much. Then after little ahead, he saw a brahmachari, Muniputra, the son of a saintly person. He's very nice brahmachari, very nicely, doing his sadhana every day. He is not speaking lie, not even up to that time, never did any sinful activities. So he also pay obeisance. Then the sadhu told, Ma jiva, don't live. If you die now, you will return back to Godhead. Because you have no sinful activity, nothing. Now you are doing nice bhajan. Who knows, you may be assembled in future. Future may be attracted to some, the assembled attracted to some prostitute and suffer like anything. After Of course, because of his little bhajan in previous life and childhood, Vishnu Rudra's claim is in his risk, but still it is risky. So then again, little head, he saw one butcher, person who was slaughtering animals. Then he also showing sadhu, he just folded his hand, then sadhu told, Ma jiva, ma mara. Don't die, don't live. If you leave, he will also commit so many again sinful activities, cutting the animals, killing the animals. And again, if you will die now, then immediately Jamadutaji will arrest you. You suffer like anything. Both your present and future is, everything is black. Finally, so a saintly person, like a devotee like you, then I also pay obeisance, then what is the blessing? Jivova, morova. Whether you die or live, everything is transcendental for you. When you are living, you are chanting, dancing, feasting, and you are very happy. And when you will die, then what happened? When you die, you also return back to Godhead. And there also we engaged in Krishna service. That's why it is said by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he regions ill who thinks Vaishnavas die. Vaishnava never die. When he is in this material world, he is doing his bhajan, chanting, dancing, preaching, and when leave his body also, in the spiritual world also same thing. Golokare Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. This Harinama Sankirtana also in Golok Vrindavan. You also go there and chant and dance. The Harinama Sankirtana and Rasa dance, there is no difference. They both are same. Same Krishna is dancing here as Lord Chaitanya, and here there is Krishna is chanting with gopis. Never dancing with gopis. Same thing. This Harinama Sankirtana is coming from Goloka Vrindavan. So that's why this is a no anxiety for a devotee, but a conditioned soul is always in anxiety. So we Chandavega, attacked by Chandavega in city of Puranjan. Puranjan, the living entity, and he is staying in this city of a material body having 9 gates. And suddenly, the Chandavega attack city of Puranjan. Who is Chandavega? You have hearing classes before. What is Chandavega representing? Time. Time factor. Actually, Prabhupada wrote in previous purports. Chandavega started his attack even from the very beginning. When you just you take bath, your family members, parents, they become happy. Oh, we get a new child born to us. Very nice, my child is growing. But time is reducing his what? Life, day by day. The lifespan is reducing. That time he is not minding about this, all okay, that's okay. But gradually he come to the Kumarang Jovanang Jara. Kumarang Kumara Jovanang, after youthful life he was thinking, okay, it's okay, but this attack was going on, but he is not seeing it. He is not taking it seriously. It's okay, it is going on. That's why in Srimad Bhagavatam, a very nice sloka is told in Srimad Bhagavatam in second canto, third chapter. Ayur harati vai pumsam udayanastam chayan asavu tasyarte yat khananita uttama sloka vartaya. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes this time by discussing topics of all good personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So by eye is decreasing, by sun, by just how we measuring the time? With this rising and setting of the sun. That's why how many soldiers the Chandavega has? Is mentioned in the previous verse. How many soldiers? Altogether how many soldiers Chandavega? The time factor, how many soldiers? 720. 360 days and 360 nights. combined to become the 720 soldiers of Chandavega, the time. And the soldiers, with whom the military force of Puranjana, there is only one friend of Puranjana. He is fighting alone. Who is him? Who is that? The life heir, having considered the life force, that is five heirs: prana, apana, udana, vyana, somewhere like there's five. The five hoods of the snake, that is the indicate that the life heir is surrounded by five kinds of heir, known as prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana. When the body is inactive, the prana or the life heir is active. Up to the age of 50, one can actively work for sense gratification. But after the 50th year, one's energy is decreased. The time factor, the Chandavega has 720 soldiers, but Puranjana has soldiers only. One soldier having five hood, but is very powerful, is struggling alone. But how long he can struggle? Prabhupada wrote in this purport also, he can struggle up to maximum 100 years. That is generally, it is explained that the time duration of a living entity who has acquired a body, then can be live utmost extent up to 100 years, whether a small ant or a Brahma or a human being. Everyone in their own calculation, they live for 100 years. So, that's why Prabhupada is lacking. One can struggle alone with many for some time, but not for all time. The living entity within the body can struggle up to the limit of 100 years. With good luck, if he has a good luck, then he can struggle up to 100 years. Then finally he has to be defeated. But no one wants to be defeated. Puranjana did not like to defeat. So when he saw that his friend is getting weak, after age of 50, our senses become weak. And different limbs, these are Puranjan's citizens, friends and citizens, different parts of this body, the limbs and all the senses. So they become gradually weak and weak. So Puranjan also, his friends and citizens, they all now in anxiety, seeing this body is getting old. But still, Puranjana did not think about what will happen in future. He did not prepare for his death, that in time of death he can remember Krishna or God. He is not like that. He is thinking, still, I can make my citizens, my senses, my limb, my body is very strong by accepting some yoga process. So then, that is Prabhupada telling, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that that when one become old, bruddhakala aila sava sukha bhagala, all these material pleasures one cannot enjoy when he attain old age. Specifically, the old age started when? Age of 50. But still, in the present days, they are all really representing Puranjan, a conditioned soul, in this age of Kali. They are all thinking, this is good, the present day education is good. It is better to get the education from Charvak Muni than from Narada. Here is Narada is teaching. Who is the real teacher? See, Narada. Narada is teaching to Prachana Vaishat. But generally the people, they don't like to listen Narada Muni. They like to listen, conditions to a soul, want to listen to whom? To Charvak. There is another guru, materialistic guru, whose name is Charvak Muni. Charvak Muni, what he says? Javang jabat jibet sukhang jibet. ऋणंकृत्वा घृतं पिबेत. यू मे बोरो और स्टील सम अदर यू बाय घी बिकॉज यू हैज मनी डी नॉट टेल अबाउट ड्रिंकिंग लिक्वर बट नाउ इट पीपल्स नॉट ड्रिंकिंग लिक्वर. मेक योर बॉडी स्ट्रांग हेल्दी सम अदर एंड एंजॉय योर सेंसेस एज मच एज पॉसिबल. Who knows after death what will happen? When you die, everything will just finish. This is materialistic thinking. They don't think what will happen after death. Everything is finished. The body is finished, everything finished. So as long as the body is there, we must enjoy as much as possible. Somehow or other make this body strong. And that is the present day yoga. The people are opening many yoga schools. Even in Western countries, when Prabhupada went to America, there are so many yogis, they are preaching. That's why Prabhupada is telling about transcendental yoga process. They make a big board about transcendental meditation. And what is the goal of meditation that we advertise? If you perform this yoga, then you become very strong and you get a very healthy and strong body, then you can enjoy as much as possible your senses. That is the teachings of Charvaka Muni. Rather, Narada Muni teaches to Prahlad Maharaj, Komaran, Acharat Pragya, Dharman, Bhagavata, Iha. This is the principles of Bhagavata Dharma. You have to practice how to devotional service from the very young age, from childhood. But the material education is nowadays is teaching you? No. Who knows? This is now secular state. There is no need to think about God. God is whether He is all pervading, that's okay. What is the aim of the present education? Get a degree, nice degree. Either in IIT or some other place, become an engineer or doctor or scientist. Somehow or other, what is the main goal? Money is sweeter than honey and brighter than sunshine. Somehow or other acquire money by doing some government job or do some business. Somehow or other get money. Money is sweeter than honey. This is just acquire money. If you have no house, then buy some land and make a house. Get married. House is not looking very good. Without a wife, then bring your wife to the house. Then you struggle whole day like you walk like an ass. Get more money, more. Never satisfied. The economist, they told, human wants are unlimited, cannot be satisfied. Now you are going by walking to Jamuna for taking bath, seeing that other people is taking cycle, going in cycle, then you also get desire. I must have cycle, I can save my time. Very quickly. Somehow then you try to get a cycle. You will get a cycle, then you need a scooter. When you need a get a scooter, then you need a car. Then a better model. Like this. These wants cannot be finished. So this material education, they are just teaching how to get more and more sense gratification. Somehow or other. That's why this whole material education system, present day education, they are these disciples of who? Charvaka Muni. Somehow or other get money and enjoy. Make a house, get married, then you work so hard to get more money and more money and more. There is in previous paper, Prabhupada told, I saw a person in Calcutta somewhere. This big industrialist, and he works so hard. He has 6 wives, and he has so many children and grandchildren. But he has grown. Then he has still. Prabhupada met one time him, and the man was planning to say, he telling about my family members, like now my sons and grandsons, they are like 45 or 50 to all together. So he's struggling. His calculation is, how can, before I leaving this body, how can I make at least 50 lakh rupees for each person in bank balance that time. That is his goal. He's trying his best, working hard. And he don't know what is the goal of life. This present education, they are not teaching anyone what is the goal of life. They think you get money, then work hard, then bus. This is the enjoyment of life, they're thinking, in a house. Work hard, like an ass, then in home, who will guard your wife and all these things? Then keep a what? Dog. You have to keep a dog and put a big board. Be aware of the dog. Be aware of the dog. No sadhu can go. The sadhu cannot approach his gate. Don't come to my gate. Dog is there. That is the material education. Charvak Muni Sikha. It is called dog conscious. Prabhupada, that's why he told. You will be either God conscious or dog conscious. Just simply, this is the word G-O-D God, and if you in the opposite way, then D-O-G, G-O-D God and D-O-G dog. You will be either God conscious or dog conscious. Now we see it practically in the Western countries. They have big hospitals for dogs. Dogs hospitals. And they take so care, so nicely care of dog. We are getting up in the morning, and as devotees generally they vow not to eat or drink anything before taking what? Charanamrit. They get Charanamrit. Then they eat prasad, they hear Bhagavatam, then they get prasad. What is the materialistic people doing? First they get up, then they need what? Tea. You need Charanamrit, then they need tea. You need Bhagavatam, they need newspaper. If there is no newspaper and tea, the people get mad. As Prabhupada told the story, one time one preacher went to a coal mine that is about 2 kilometers underneath the earth. And he went to try to teach these people. They were a whole day working, little light is there, the smokes, they are struggling. He wanted to teach them to make them Krishna conscious, and he told, you people not take this Krishna consciousness, then you will go to hell. He told, what is hell? He told, hell is just like a dark place and all this. There is no line, no light, nothing. There are so many things described. You will suffer like anything. They are not much influenced. Not. They told, they are not much affected with his preaching. They told, okay, we are staying in the same place, but we are happy. What is the problem? We are staying, because the nature of the, he thinks always I am happy. many people see the people walking in the road, if you ask any, even you are devotee, you ask, how are you? I am okay. Not okay, but you tell, I am okay. The Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, anityam asukham lokam. This material world is anitya, and this is temporary, and asukha loka. No happiness in this material world. But he will tell, no, everything is okay. So this preacher is tired to them, no, we are okay here. Old man, nothing. What is wrong? And finally, he understood how to preach them. Then he told, okay, in hell there is not two things. There is no tea and no newspaper. Then they become immediately ready. Oh, there is no tea. They just stop everything. Just become very attentive. Told, oh, there is no tea, no newspaper, then no, we don't want to go to that such a place. Please tell, what can we do for that? So this is very, the preacher, the Krishna consciousness preachers are intelligent, they can preach the conditioned souls, like this. So they drink tea, then read newspaper, that is, then when the sadhus go, they walk in the road with the Hare Krishna Kirtan, sitting there, they told, this person is useless, what are you doing? This is just imitating Charakya, having no saved head. And these people say, no, knowledge, just begging others, don't, these Hare Krishna people are not working hard. Simply we are working hard and they come for, they give us janma donation. This is useless people. They think we know everything by reading what? Newspaper and magazines, all this modern education, Charvak Munis educations, demonic educations, Sandha and Amarka school also, same thing. They don't want to take the teachings of Prahlada and Narada Muni in the parampara. So this is the situation in the modern modern world. Everyone simply try to follow this materialistic education and they don't know the goal of life. But at least Narada Muni, who is very compassionate for the conditioned soul, he is always traveling and preaching. But still in this material, this age of Kali, it is very difficult for preaching. One time Narada Muni come to the Supreme Lord, Narayan, then he told, "Oh Lord, by your will everything is happening. So why are you not making free to these conditioned souls? Make them free. Let them return back to your home, return back to Godhead, come back to Vaikuntha world. Make them free from the cycle of birth and death. Everything will be possible for you." Then Lord told, "Okay, Narada, I am now authorizing you. You go and whomever you like, you bring him back." So Narada Muni came, and first he saw the young boy, is about 20 years. And the walking, he just appeared in front of him. He saw, "Oh, Narada Muni, Narada Muni is very effulgent and he is divine. Anyone can be influenced by seeing, just he is seeing him." So pay him obeisances. Narada Muni told, "Oh, Mr. Gopal, I am Nayanesari, whatever his name, Mr. Das, I came here to take you back to Godhead, to Vaikuntha world. No birth, then old age, disease and death, all these things are not there." Very nicely he explained, "This is Vaikuntha world, come with me, I just came to take you back, return back to Godhead." Then the young boy told, "Okay, Narada Muni, I am the only son of my parents. So we must have some ancestor to some at least any ancestor. Young, after getting married, my father is there, my grandfather is there, like to see my marriage. Please wait for some time, my marriage will finish, then you will." Then Narada Muni, "Okay." Then after few months, sometimes after his marriage, Narada Muni again came. He gave invitation to Narada Muni, "You can come to my marriage party also." So marriage is fixed. So after marriage, then Narada Muni told, "Okay, your marriage is finished." No. Some child must be there. Otherwise, what is the use of this marriage? Then some boy, a child appeared. Then again now he come, "Okay, you get a son, he will inherit you. Now you come with me." Then he told, "Narada Muni, let's see. This child is growing, you have to take care of him. I have the responsibility. You are telling, the Shastra told, what? Pita na sasyat, guru na sasyat, all these things. Now I become a pita, I have to take care of this child. This is my dharma." So child go, then he was, okay. He go to school. Narada Muni, time to time come and please come. Return back to Godhead. Give up this attachment. But he is going on like this. When he come, become young, he finishes his education, his son also get married, then he told, "Oh, Narada Muni, I have to see my grandson also." Like this. Up to death, he is always just tell with some clue, he avoid Narada Muni to return back to Godhead. This story in Prana Purana. Finally, when he died, because of so much attachment to this home, next life he become a dog. In the body of a dog, he was sitting in front of this house. In which house he was the owner in previous life. And he was barking, wow. And then Narada Muni came, even he was in a dog's body, Narada Muni came in front of him, he told him, by his influence, told him, remember your previous life. Now you become a dog. Still, it is very difficult to get a dog to return back to Godhead. But I can take you return back to Godhead by my divine power. Let's go now. The dog still not ready. What he told? "See, Narada Muni, with so much hard labor I have built this home. These are my, all this, but this my son and daughter-in-law, they are not caring these things. They are going to fill in, going here, there. They are wasting whole money I have here, there. Unless I sit here, the thieves will come and take all the wealth from this house. This is the situation. This is conditioned soul. You never. That's why it is very difficult to preach such a conditioned soul. Narada Muni, sometimes he preached where those people are in blank slate, like the son of Dakshas. Dakshas' sons, they are very innocent. They are brahmacharis. Very easily preached. Narada Muni Granth, he just took 2 minutes to make them devotee. Told them this is. But if somehow this is in a slate black or something is written, it is very difficult to write something about that. That's why Prachina Vaisap, he was already following the Karmakanda. He is doing, he did so many sacrifices, killed so many animals in sacrifice. And he is hard from so many Karmakandis, Jnanakandis, all these things. So his whole life is spoiled. Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Sakali, Visera Bhanda. These are all the looks very nice outwardly, but this is Visera Bhanda, a pot of poison, full of poison. Amrita Vali Ajayukha, if you say, someone think that by following this process of Karmakanda and Jnanakanda, I can make my life successful, that is actually not possible. Nana Joni Seifere, he again and again traveling different. Buddhist, Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Varanam, Punarapi Janani Jatare, Sayanam. Again and again, this cycle is going on, birth and death. So Narada Muni, to preach such a person, if Prachina Bhai Sat, who is in this, following that same path of Karmakanda and Jnanakanda, especially so many Jagya, to preach such a person is so difficult. Even a perfect preacher like Narada Muni, he took so many days to speak, he has so many chapters, is gone. He make a story, allegorical study, and who is Puranjan, then finally you tell, Aga next chapter, then you tell. Even telling this, after hearing all these allegorical stories, finally Puranjan told, I could not understand anything. Please tell me direct, what do you want to speak? So what to speak about us is very difficult to please such people. But Narada Muni not only preaching to Puranjana, he is preaching all of us. So we must be very careful and how to fight with our enemies, those are with our senses, and finally how to win this cycle of birth and death. How to overcome this cycle of birth and death. This is because Kala is also representative of Krishna himself. Kala asmin, loka khekrit, pravirdha. Loka and samahartum, iha pravirdha. So Krishna told in Gita, Arjuna told, why you, this after seeing this is a universal form, who are you? He told, I am time, I am Kala. So no one can, these two things that they did not wait for anyone. Who? Time and tide. They don't wait for anyone. Going. But a devotee knows how to utilize the time, and the foolish people, they don't know how to utilize the time. Time is not wrong, even if you, but we have tried to utilize our time properly in the guidance of Narada Muni, not in the guidance of Charvak Muni. Must know what is the goal of life. And then, if you follow these instructions in few and forthcoming chapters, Narada Muni very nicely explain what you have to do, what not to do, and we have to accept these teachings. Then we can make our life successful. Okay, it is already time, so I stop here. Any question? There is no difference between Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan and Krishna's dance with gopis. I told they are same. So what is your question? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically in his Navadvip pastimes, and Mahaprabhu when you are doing, Chaitanya ne Gaurangera Sangi Gane Nitya Siddha Karimane Sejaya Prajendra Sutta Pas. Who are these associates of Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Nityananda is Balaram and So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna combined, and Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu. Kadadhar is expand, he is the just Radharani's incarnation, is considered as also. And Narada Muni, who? Srivas Thakur. And all the Goswamis there, Manjaris, Sarvadamanda, Ramananda Rai, their Gopis, Visakha Lalita, all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. Even they are in Gopis in Krishna's pastimes, but in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes they appeared in male form. Because Mahaprabhu, Sankirtan pastime, the same part, that's why you understand that a living entity is not just simply a body. You are even in this male body now, you can also get the female body in next life, like Puranjan also get next life. He become a princess. His wife become male body, get the male body, and he get female body because of attachment. So that's why you have to make up person from the very beginning of the life. Otherwise, as a Maharaj, who? Kulasekhar, he says, Krishna tadiya pada pankaja panjarantam adaibame visatu manasa rajahansa prana prayana samaye kapavata pittai kantha borodhana vidhu smaranam kutaste. This life here, there's a kantha, but they cannot come because of the attack of who? Chandavega, the time factor. Then you become old, then kapha, bata, pitta, all the disease, you get diseased. Then you cannot speak properly. So that time, how can in time of death, it is very difficult even to chant the name of Krishna. Kapha, bata, pitta, they will just block your throat. That's why he is telling, Krishna tadiya pada pankaja panjarantam. O Krishna, adaiva mai visatu manasara. My mind is just like a swan, and your feet is like lotus flower. Always Krishna's feet is compared with lotus. So let me my mind always fix at the lotus feet, at your lotus feet. From the very beginning, from in this young age. Otherwise in old age, when this, because of the influence of the Chandavega or time factor, we get diseased after you will come. Chandavega, then again came Kalakanya. Who is? This Jaradi diseased. Disease is considered diseased body. So this is by the influence of Kalakanya. And finally Javanaraj, who is death. No one like Kalakanya. No one wants to be get diseased. But she searches everywhere for a friend, but no one can make a friendship with her. With whom? With diseased body. So finally Narada Muni told, he also came to me. Narada Muni also, this diseased body to attack me, but I send him to Javanaraj. So Javanaraj finally, he accepted this Kalakanya as his sister. So finally now is Chandavega came, then again came Kalakanya, then finally Javanaraj finished him. To whom? Puranjana, the living entity. Finally, he should die. So time of death, if you not practice from the young age, how can it be possible in the time of death to remember Krishna? Or Jambala remember Krishna because in childhood he was a nice brahmachari. He was did some bhajan in his childhood. That's why Krishna gave him a chance in end. Though he was misguided here and there, and finally he was able to remember Krishna. Svalpo apyasya dharmasya trayate mahata bhayat. But we are under the guidance of Srila Prabhupada, and we should be prepared from very beginning. Now in we are in young age or old age, whoever may be, we have to take this teachings of Srila Prabhupada very seriously. This is the teachings of Prabhupada from Parampara, from Prahlad Maharaj and Narada Muni's teaching. How this subtle body? How it takes this subtle body, our thoughts to next body? This material, you are also not a material because you have not finished your desires. The desires, what is this in subtle form? But if you are, the soul is divine, then no doubt. Mamai vangsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. But you are attached, your desires are not finished. That's why there is subtle body. You have certain desires. How it carries? There is in stock in your mind. Mind is subtle body. So mind is not, a material form. You cannot see mind. You cannot see false ego. You cannot see mind intelligence. They are in subtle form. They are staying with you. But these things you cannot see them, but they are keeping everything. That caring, as long as you are not fully Krishna conscious, then they are with you. Because of your desire, why are you getting the body? If you have a body, you cannot say that, I have no desire. I am a Nitya Siddha power. There's few Nitya Siddhas, they come like, but generally the conditions are, if you have a body, then you have desires. So with this desires, how the subtle body forms with this, because of we have so many desires. So to fulfill our desires, we transfer the same things to another body. The soul cannot die, but sometimes it is, he has got little freedom, whether he want to be desireless or he have some desire, whether he want to serve Krishna or serve Maya. Okay, so this cannot see how subtle body is going. Subtle body is transferring, you cannot see. You are telling the subtle body, it is not gross body. Such subtle things you cannot see with this material eyes. You can feel, you can, but you cannot see them. Okay, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.